When you flip a light switch or power up your laptop, what actually stops a massive grid fault from just instantly blowing up your building?
Well, yeah, we all just expect the power to be there and, for it to be completely safe. But behind the wall, you have this tremendous amount of raw, destructive energy.
Right, flowing at speeds we can barely even comprehend. So for today's deep dive, we are taking a massive stack of technical manuals, engineering schematics, and industry research on electrical switchgear.
Switchgear, yeah. It sounds like a super dry engineering term, but it's really the hidden ecosystem keeping the grid alive.
Exactly. And to understand how switchgear manages all that raw power, we kind of have to look at the brawn and the brains of the operation, right? The circuit breakers and the protection relays.
Right, so the circuit breakers are the brawn. I mean, their entire job is to physically interrupt those massive fault currents.
And the design depends completely on the voltage, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Like low voltage systems often use air circuit breakers, relying on the surrounding air to extinguish the electrical spark. But scale up to medium voltage, and you need vacuum circuit breakers.
Oh, so they operate inside a vacuum chamber.
Exactly. Literally removing the gas that a spark needs to arc. It basically suffocates the electrical fire before it can spread.
Wow, but those breakers don't actually decide when to trip, do they?
No, not at all. That falls to the protection relay, the brains of the operation. The relay watches the system limits and issues the actual trip command.
And they use universal codes for that, right?
Yeah, the American National Standards Institute, or ANSI, created these universal codes. For instance, code 50 or 51 always means overcurrent.
Okay, so think of it this way. The relay is like the club manager watching the security cameras, and the breaker is the bouncer.
I love that analogy.
Yeah, so the manager sees a problem, radios down with the code 50, and the bouncer just physically throws the troublemaker out.
And it is a very violent exit. I mean, the breaker doesn't just ask the current to leave, it physically rips the metal contacts apart to break the circuit. But a relay, I mean, a relay can't look directly at 10,000 amps of raw power without melting into slag. It needs a safe way to observe the grid.
Which is why we use current transformers, or CTs. They step down the massive system power to a safe 1 amp.
Yep, while voltage transformers reduce the voltage to around 110 volts, giving the relay a manageable signal to read.
Wait, if you step down the current that drastically, wouldn't the relay lose sight of how severe a massive fault spike actually is? It seems like, I don't know, shrinking a highly detailed photo until it's just a blurry thumbnail.
Well, yes, that happens, but it's completely by design, depending on the sensor. You see, there are two different types of current transformers. Metering CTs are highly accurate for normal, everyday loads. But during a massive spike, their magnetic core literally fills up to capacity. It saturates.
So it just intentionally stops passing the extra current along.
Right. It effectively goes blind to protect the fragile metering instruments from burning out.
Oh, wow. So if the everyday metering CT intentionally goes blind to save itself, there must be a completely separate set of heavy-duty sensors for emergencies.
There is protection CTs. They are built with massive magnetic cores specifically so they do not saturate.
Ah, so they maintain a dependable image of the current deep into a massive fault.
Exactly, ensuring the relay knows exactly how bad things are. But handling these sensors comes with a strict warning. You absolutely cannot leave the output side, the secondary circuit, unplugged while the main power line is flowing.
Because normally the transformer pushes current through a closed loop. So if you break that loop, all that magnetic energy has nowhere to go.
Right, and it instantly converts into a massive lethal voltage spike trying to jump the gap.
That sounds incredibly dangerous.
It will destroy the equipment and anyone standing next to it, which kind of brings up the next layer of this ecosystem, isolating the humans who have to maintain the gear.
Right, because you can't rely on a circuit breaker just being open. Someone could accidentally close it remotely while you're working on it.
Exactly. Maintenance requires an isolator. It's a device that creates a visible, clearly verifiable physical gap in the circuit.
And it's interlocked, so it cannot be opened while current is flowing. The isolator is not the bouncer, right? It can't kill an active arc of electricity.
No, definitely not.
Using an isolator is kind of like unplugging your TV, but you still have to worry about the residual energy stored inside the capacitors before you dare open the back panel.
Yeah, that draining process is non-negotiable. Switchgear uses an earthing switch to discharge any trapped or induced residual voltage straight into the ground.
And if all else fails and a catastrophic arc flash does happen, the metal cabinet itself acts as the final defense.
Right. They are built with internal arc classification. They use hot gas ducts and pressure flaps to vent explosive plasma up and away from where a human might be standing.
Man, switchgear really isn't just a metal box of wires. It's a vital, highly layered nervous system of protection.
A completely coordinated effort to tame raw physics.
Absolutely. So here is a final provocative thought to leave you with. The industry is currently shifting toward SF6-free alternatives.
Right. SF6 gas. It's been used for decades as this nearly magical electrical insulator inside these boxes.
But it's also a remarkably potent greenhouse gas. So as the electrical grid strips away this traditional insulation for eco-friendly alternatives, how will tomorrow's engineers have to completely reinvent these decades-old mechanical safety and clearance rules to keep us safe?
That's going to be a massive challenge.
It really is. But, you know, if they get it right, you won't even notice. The lights will just stay on.